with Zach Noe Towers.
Hi, Michael Strassner. Mm-hmm. Is it Strassner?
I don't know. People always...
Great start.
Yeah.
I don't know where my name came from.
No, people always are like Straussner or Strassner. I think it's... I'm pretty sure like my dad would always like... It's David Strassner. Is his
Strassner.
Name. Yeah.
That, I guess, does sound a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
A little more Dom Toppy.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. My dad is very... He's not a power bottom. But you are, right?
I'm a tower bottom.
Oh, God. The messaging's right here.
Yeah, the writing's on the wall.
That's good. So that means like you're tall and you're a bottom?
No, it's my last name, you piece of poop.
See, I always thought your last name was Towels.
Towels?
Yeah.
Okay, well, your microphone is Michael Strassola.
That's good. See,
is that your Instagram, though?
Strassola, yeah.
Okay.
Strassola. But I always thought that, like, I always would tell Jimmy, I was like, yeah, I'm hanging out with Zach Noel Towels.
Noel Towels? And was this verbally or via text?
No, verbally.
Wow, and did Jimmy correct you, or...
He just laughed profusely. He's like, okay, that is not
his name
at all. Like, you got Zach right, but then...
It went to shit,
yeah,
right after.
He is not a little Christmas angel. Noel.
I'm definitely not a Christmas angel. That is so funny.
Right?
Well, no one says Noby right ever. They're like, no. Zach, no.
Okay.
But for those of you who don't know, Michael is funny. I did air quotes.
Yeah.
No, you're so funny. And you are an actor, a comedic actor, or do you do...
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm a comedic actor. I mean, I got my training from, like, a comedy school, but
you
not...
You don't want to say it.
No, I don't give a shit anymore. I mean, it's, okay, you know...
Well, I was like, let's not give them the press.
No, we don't need to, but yeah. because I also went to another school and did well there.
What one?
UCB.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so the other LA one that
is
we're not going to give press to. But no, they're actually great, and I just saw a show there this past summer at the Groundlings is where I was thrown out of.
Spoiler.
I went to a show there this summer, and it was great, and, you know, saw old friends there. And
comedy's alive and well.
Comedy's alive and well. It's
but
back.
You've been in... You were in the Young Rock, recurring.
Yes.
And you filmed that in New Zealand.
Australia. You always think it's New Zealand.
Damn it,
yeah.
Why?
Same as, like, Noel. It's like, we just don't know.
I think you were in New Zealand.
Yeah, no,
maybe
I was
I'm
not.
Noel.
It was Australia. We shot it last... Well, I came in on the second season and shot it in Australia from November I was there till February of last year.
Oh, that is so cool.
It was awesome. It was like, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And
they are doing a season 3?
They are doing a season 3. I don't know if I'm going back yet.
Okay.
So we shall see. They started shooting it. It's a 13-episode pickup. So
I'm addicted to this business because you could get that email or phone call today.
Whenever. Oh, it's crazy. Like,
and it's like just your part is there.
Yeah. This year they're shooting in Memphis, though.
Okay.
So,
That's like the Australia of America.
Oh, my God. It's, you know, it's where rock and roll was found, right?
Yeah.
Elvis? Did you watch that?
I did watch Elvis.
I hated it.
I can't say... I didn't think it was bad, but I also thought it'd be a musical because it's based on someone with, like...
A lot of music.
Yeah, but, like... So I thought it was going to be more like Moulin Rouge with, like, a bunch of, like, Elvis songs. Maybe, like, smash cuts with, like, Drake. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was going to be, like, a new age Elvis musical. And it really wasn't.
No. I felt like I was, like... And Boz does this thing. It is Boz.
Boz Luhrmann.
Okay, yeah. I got that. Okay. That I know how to say.
Baz?
I
don't know. Maybe. I'm not related to
that. You feel like you're having a seizure every time, like, it's like, bah, bah, bah. And then you have crazy Tom Hanks, who I don't think knows how to act anymore. I know that's a crazy statement, but...
I think he does.
Because he comes into this character, you're like, you and I, we are but children playing. It's just sad. What are we doing?
Truly, you nailed it.
And then I try to watch Pinocchio.
No.
He's like...
He's just off his rocker?
I think he's just going full, like, crazy character.
What is it about actors, like, not towards the end of their life, but, like, you know,
well,
in one of the later stages.
He was one of the first ones to get COVID, too, and we were like, oh shit, is that going to... We didn't know. Remember, it was like,
He's like the first celebrity.
Yeah, it was like, wait, the Tom Hanks has got
it. Rita Wilson.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
I just think, do you think it's like a, I think it's a cash grab towards the end. They're like, yeah, I'll play it. Like, it's an old Russian, it's a fat Russian man. Yeah, I'll do it. Pinocchio's dad. Yeah!
Yeah, why not? I've never played that before, and like, I can't do Philadelphia anymore, you know? Not gonna go to me. But, you know, I'm like, what really is, it's just, yeah, like, what are they, like, well, they either go that way, where they're, like, gonna play crazy characters, or they go, like, Rob De Niro way, where it's like, I'm gonna play myself as an angry old man over and over and over again.
I think that's the safer route.
Right?
Although it's not as fun.
No. I mean, you literally, like, who do you, like, what direction do you think directors give them, where it's like, hey, you need to, like, tame it down? Like, who says, like...
No, I don't think they tell them anything.
No. I think they're like, we got it.
They gently... Like bumpers on a bowling alley. Like just
keep going.
The ball in the lane.
And hopefully we get 8 or 9.
I also think that a lot of people can't recognize good acting.
No.
I mean, but I guess good acting's subjective.
That's also, but that's like the same thing as like comedy, right? Like it's subjective.
Yeah.
But it's like, is it subjective now or is it just?
Well, there's like people, like you would probably be considered a comedy snob. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a lot of, like, do you watch?
No.
Okay.
I don't watch any comedy because I just, like, literally, I'm like.
Like, that's not funny.
That's truly what I feel like.
I know,
and I'm sure you probably have the same way. You're like.
A little bit.
You know, like,
or, like, oh. I get it. I get what you're doing.
Yeah.
I get what the joke is.
And I feel like I haven't really seen a great comedy movie.
I feel like I saw something that was, this isn't a comedy, but Barbarian.
I saw that.
A lot of comedy in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I laughed out loud, I think.
There's some humor in it.
I guffawed.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was going to say, like, Hubie Halloween. There's one line that made me laugh at that.
Is that an Adam Sandler
Adam Sandler, a Halloween joint.
And there's a sequel.
No, I don't think there's a sequel.
No, okay.
But
let's hope.
Well, it is Halloween time, so.
Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out. That's coming out.
Yeah, we'll see. But, like, I feel like those are all, like, reminders for us how, like, great our childhood was.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
Nostalgia sells.
But like...
Reboots sell.
Did you see the Home Sweet Home Alone? The one that was on Disney Plus last year?
No. I ignored it completely.
It was like two mental patients wrote it. I mean...
Really?
And it was like... I was like, what is... Like, you're not even...
Can you tell us briefly what the concept was?
Sure. A little English boy who lives who lives in Chicago... Already a start, right?
I just broke the fourth wall.
Okay. I didn't even know it was there. he steals a doll from this couple that has to sell their house because they have no money. And it's played by Rob Delaney.
Okay.
And Elle Kemper.
Okay.
Ellie Kemper? Is it Elle?
I think it's Ellie.
Okay. Yeah. So these names you're going to find that I don't...
Interesting. I don't, like, love names.
No. And they end up being the bad guys who, like, are supposed to be, like, the Daniel Stern, Joe Pesci. And it's like, wait, I already feel bad for these guys because...
They're losing their house.
They're losing their house. They just lost a doll that was supposedly going to give them a ton of money.
Oh, the doll's worth something.
Yeah.
And the little English boy stole it?
I think I didn't get to the end of it, but, like, like, I was like, I already feel bad for these people. And, like, the whole point of, like...
Is you don't feel bad. You're like, he's protecting his home.
Exactly. Like... And I think that little English boy's a little shit for, like, doing, like...
I might have to watch this.
It was so bad. It was, like... And I'm like, why are you guys trying to redo this for, like... And I feel like that's just so many things. Like, they just try to redo it and,
definitely.
Like, put...
Is it safe? It has a built-in fan base.
Yeah, but it had a built-in, like, 1 and 2. And then, like, the remainder have just been, like, straight to DVD or shit.
Actually, the third, I think, I enjoyed. But it was, like...
Scarlett Johansson.
Is she in that?
She's the sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
The little boy was also, like, a famous little boy.
He was,
like, in a lot of stuff or in a lot of TV shows as, like, the son.
And it wasn't Christmas that it was around that time. It was just, like, a hot... Yeah, it was just, like, a snow day.
Oh!
And he was sick at home. And they had 4 burglars.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, that's how you do it, though.
Yeah.
You up the ante.
Yeah, you give him a little bit more juice.
You get
them
guns.
Yeah, well, I think the guys... Yeah, they, like... And he, like... Yeah, they did give him guns.
Wow.
Because, like, he, like, moved one, or, like, yeah. But, I don't know. I also just think, like, when you have a Christmas movie like that, like, they're going to do a Christmas story this year. It's, like, a new,
That's going to. How are they going to do a Christmas story?
Supposedly, like, the kid, Peter Billingsley or whatever.
Maybe.
He is the...
He's the dad.
It's like now him as an adult.
But isn't like part of the thing with A Christmas Story is that it's like racist and like misogynist and like, or is it not?
I mean, wasn't that like all the good comedies back then?
Everything was offensive. I just like, I don't think I've ever watched A Christmas Story from start to finish, despite it being on
TBS. Yeah. All the, which I think it still, I mean.
Yeah, there's a channel that just
plays. I have to be honest, I'm the same way. I have never watched the same, like.
I refuse. At this point, I refuse.
Yeah, it's a point of like.
Yeah, like, avert my eyes.
Well, because I have the ones that I always like to watch, and that's just not in the catalog.
Yeah. Oh, Christmas Vacation is mine.
Oh, my. That's my.
Is it your favorite?
Home Alone 1 and 2 are kind of.
Yeah, they're both great.
And then Scrooged.
Oh, Scrooged is good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Oh, Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I remember seeing that as a kid.
Loves that.
Yeah.
That's more like to watch it through my mom's eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, you silly.
See, that's Home Alone 2 for me. I remember when I was 5 years old, I watched a movie with my mom downstairs in the basement. And when Daniel Stern gets electrocuted. And then it's like Bones.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like shouldn't be that funny. But my mom, like, I had never seen her like lose control of laughter. And I was like, oh, that's what I want to do.
That's mate. Oh.
That's the full circle.
That's like your origins. Thank you for bringing it back.
Right.
And now we're going to step to the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about your sex experience.
Great, yeah. Go
which
from
I'm
mom.
Sure is very funny.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely some humor. I mean, even at the start of it all. Ironically enough, my first kiss
was with Macaulay Culkin.
Noelle, a girl named Noelle on Christmas Eve.
Stop.
Yes.
Wait, how old were you?
5. Underneath the mistletoe.
Was she 5 as well? Was she like?
She
18?
Was no. She was 19.
Stop. So, no.
It didn't matter back then. It was the 90s.
It was whatever's
game. Come on, right?
Okay. So, how did the kiss happen?
It was at the Harringtons' Christmas party, which we went to every single year.
That's a family?
Yeah, as a family, yep. It was,
the Harringtons?
The Harringtons are a family.
Okay,
yeah. Sorry. My family is no longer that family. Oh. Connected.
Sure. Oh, they fell out?
Yeah, I come from a broken home, Zach. I mean,
I know. We'll get to it.
Okay.
I'm laughing already.
It's already there. But yeah, I went to Hunt's preschool with Noelle, and then she was at the party too. And we were underneath a mistletoe, and I think I'd saw it in a movie before, and I just kissed her.
Wow.
She didn't ask for it. She didn't want it. But I
just
gave it to her.
Stop. That's the clip. That's the preview.
Yep.
She didn't want it. She didn't ask for it. I just went over. Wow. Okay.
5 years old.
5 years old. So, were you like, is that what? What was your first introduction to sex? Like, just like.
Like first.
Like when did you become aware of it? I guess around 5.
No, I think like.
Or you don't really know what you were doing.
I mean, I think like when I first like started to like understand what, like. Was going on in my pants.
Yeah.
Like, that was probably when I was, I think, 10 or 11. Like, I remember I got, a boner in 6th grade, I think.
Okay.
And, like, I, like, tucked it into my belt.
Oh, sure. The flip.
But I think somebody saw me do it, and, like, all these girls were, like, laughing at me. Which is so funny, like, I remember that moment, like, people were laughing at me having a boner.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, later I was, like, or I guess now I'm just thinking, like, how funny is that? That like now like boners are cool as hell. You know.
Wait, boners across the board are cool as hell, or well, just like as
an adult,
a boner user.
Yeah, like I mean, like you need like, a boner to do the things.
You do.
I guess you don't. Some people don't, and that's a whole thing right
some
now.
Some people live their whole lives without a boner.
Yeah, which is great, and.
And we support that.
Yeah. Half of us here support that. No, of course. I support anybody wants anybody love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
That's the ticket. I support anybody's love. Wait, hold on one second. I want to make sure. And that's the magic of podcasting.
Exactly. You can come back and forth.
Okay. So... That was your first... The first kiss... Do you remember when you discovered, like, your body... Like... Yeah, the first time you jerked it?
I do. As a kid, I would... remember the movie Road Trip?
With Tom Green?
Yes, Tom Green. There was a scene in it where, like, because Tom Green's like a college, like he's like telling the story of this.
Yes. And feeding and, snakes and stuff.
Yeah. And there's a part where he like is like, and then these girls were talking in the shower. Mm-hmm.
And they like were they washing themselves or no?
Well, that's the whole thing. They're like they stop Tom Green. They're like, there's no way these girls are just walking around naked. And like, he's like, it's my story. Like, dude, you know, and I would pause it at that point. Like, you know,
and like,
and like, there was like that, there was striptease with Demi Moore. Like, I remember when I was six, my mom caught me watching that downstairs.
Striptease?
Yeah.
Like on
it was on HBO or something, or Cinemax.
Okay. Sure,
and
sure,
she's
sure.
like, what are you watching? And like, I like turned it off. But I, again, like, I think I was just curious. Like, I didn't do anything at that time. I was just like, whoa, like, that's a woman's body. Like, I remember being like, that's really cool.
That's cool.
You know?
Boobies,
yeah.
Demi Moore show nipples?
Oh, yeah. Like, it was, like, a big, like... And it was ironic enough, because I remember reading a review for it later. It was, like, there's a scene where she's talking to her daughter, who's her actual daughter in real life, mm-hmm. is in the movie.
Rumor?
Or... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And she was explaining it to her, like, because Rumor saw her, like, dancing, and she was like, oh, I'm just doing, like I have to support us as a family. And the review is something like, she's doing the exact same thing she's talking to her daughter about in the movie that she's doing in the
oh,
movie.
Oh, like meta?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Although she doesn't need to do that role if she didn't want to.
Exactly. Like, but I think it was a cool, like I always just loved Demi Moore, because I was like, she just is doing the not, like, normal Hollywood actress thing to do.
Yeah.
You know,
she was in the audience of a Rumor was on a storytelling show I did, and like it was in like Lyric Hyperion, like that small black box.
So I did my one man show.
Oh my god! Do you mm-hmm. want to plug it?
No, I did it once. Don't need to do it again.
And, it was that good, huh?
Yeah. There's definitely something wrong with Michael.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. Supposed to be like We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Yeah, it was about me being a serial killer.
A school shooter.
Yeah.
Wait, but I mean, like, it wasn't a play on that, or did it?
No. Okay, it was just. Yeah, I think it was actually before that.
Oh, okay. Copyright infringement.
I mean, it was. I mean, Lyric Hyperion.
Do you ever want to go to Edinburgh? Like a show.
I've thought about that. I was like, you know, like, because I do see so many like amazing people doing comedy right now that like, you know. Do these shows that are one person shows mm-hmm. that they really take their time to like I saw Courtney Peroso's show when it started, which was like so different from where she got to at the end,
really,
and it was so cool to see that like
evolution
of it. But it's just like throwing, and I mean, you know, it like, I mean, when you figure out your half hour set, like it changes to like that perfect,
yeah, it like settles, you know, and like,
and then you're like, oh, I have that hour, yeah. You know, and like, and it just, yeah, it definitely, like, I feel like you really can do whatever you want now, like
truly,
whatever,
truly.
There's no doesn't matter,
we're more and more outside the box.
Yeah,
speaking of box, do you remember the first sexual experience you had with another person?
Yes. Let's see. Like, sex?
I mean, whatever sexual experience means to you. You could say, I mean, it could be technically the kiss under the mistletoe.
I mean, well, the thing that kind of was what's it called when it, like, happens over and over again? Recurrence.
Recurring.
Yeah. A recurring guest star.
Curry, that's exactly. Yeah. I was like, how does Scott know that word?
That's
like,
what I was on Young
was,
Rock.
Yeah.
There was the first time I got a blowjob.
Okay.
Or fellatio.
Blowjob is the scientific term.
Is it the correct one still?
I don't know.
It was given to me, and then it was given to four other people night.
It was like a party situation?
Yeah.
Wait, was it the lipstick thing?
Mm-mm.
Where girls, like, put on a colored lipstick and then, like, sucked a bunch of dicks to get lipstick on the dick?
Nope. This was just
me and then
three other guys.
Wow. So it was literally four guys and one girl?
Two girls. Yeah.
Pulling double duty,
yeah.
Wait, oh my god, this is actually fascinating. Is this something... Was it, like, a good experience for everyone?
I think so. Like, I think everyone was really happy.
How old were you?
14.
Wow. Was everyone, like, 14?
Yeah.
Wow. was like kind of, wait, did you guys know what was going to happen going into this?
I thought like it was just going to be me who hooked up with her, and then I was wrong.
Did that hurt your feelings?
Oh yeah, I mean it definitely, really? Yeah, it was like, you know, it was definitely like a for like, and then the first time I had sex,
same situation.
I had a wonderful night with this person. I had to leave because I had curfew, and then she had sex with somebody else that night.
What was in the water where you were going?
Baltimore. I don't know. I mean, it was just, and I was like, oh man, like, and I think the whole like never not being good enough.
Oh, stems from that. Yeah, also, there's a world in which you like you know how things repeat themselves until you break the cycle, like. The fact that it happened to you, blowjob scenario and then sex scenario, like, that's like a cycle.
Yeah. That's why I was so afraid to ever do, like, anal. So I was like, I don't know who I'm going to, you know.
Who I'm going to attract.
I don't know what's going to be, yeah.
That is so interesting. Okay, so wait, the blowjob and sex, how far apart were those time-wise?
I think I was 13 or 14 for the blowjob and then 15 was virginity.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I was young.
You were very young.
Yeah.
Was that like the average age with people in Baltimore? Or like in your group?
Yeah, I mean like I think my friend group, it was between like 15 and 7. I mean, we were bad kids. Like
Were you?
I mean, yeah, we just would like literally like, I had a fake, I mean, that summer after sophomore year of high school, I had a fake ID.
Uh-huh.
I was buying booze for everybody at the party.
Uh-huh.
And then I would just, like, we would just hook up. I mean, like, it was just such a, which I was like, is this what it, I mean.
Yeah.
Now, like, seeing, like, just being older, being like, is that, like, seeing Euphoria, I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I mean.
It was a version of that.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, drugs, but it was alcohol and a lot of sex.
Yeah.
Like, I think we just are curious around that age.
Yeah. Have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
There's, like, rebellion mixed in there. I mean, high school's a magical time, or it can be.
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely loved high school. Like, it was, like, for what it was, I mean.
Were you an athlete?
I was kind of in between. I played lacrosse on the club team.
Okay.
And then that was always fun. And then I did freshman football. And then I'd always play, like, pickup football all the time. But then I also did plays.
Nice.
And that was kind of my, you know, like. And then I was also the president of the high school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
From the whole time?
Just senior year, because I needed something on the transcript. So, like, I felt so bad. There's this guy, because I went to an all-boys Jesuit high school.
Oh, that would have been sexy.
And there was this awesome kid who, like, was president from, like, freshman to junior year. And I think he's now a priest.
What?
Like he just loved this place so much.
Yeah.
And I was very funny, and I was like, I got to run. Like, I got to do this. And I won senior year. And so he got knocked off being the president.
Oh, my God.
And this alcoholic idiot, like, who would come to literally, like, 2.3 GPA got to be president.
Because you were just likable?
I was cool, Zach. I was one of the cool guys, which is, like.
What happened?
I know. It really has shifted, you know?
Wait. You said alcoholic. So, I don't know. Do you want to talk about? Okay, yeah. Because you're sober now, but like looking back, were you like were you in your alcoholism in high school?
I think I really just wanted to like. I mean it was. Look, like the thing that's going through my head right now is like how much we just used to party back then, like every Friday and Saturday, and then when senior year came, we were drinking Monday and Tuesday as well.
Wow.
Like we would go to this sushi restaurant called Olive and Sesame, which is no longer there. And we would get sake bombs all Monday night.
Olive and Sesame? Were those the streets?
No, that was the sushi restaurant, which is like,
I've never seen an olive in a sushi restaurant. Never. Unless they're chopping them up.
No, they weren't. It was literally called Olive and Sesame. I mean, sesame makes sense.
Sesame, sure. But carry on.
Yeah, olive.
Olive?
For sushi.
Excuse me?
And we would just take sake bombs all Monday night. And
in high school.
In high school. And that, so yeah, like it was definitely full, like,
wow.
I just didn't want to, like, and I think, I mean, all, I mean, I definitely, I think I was born an alcoholic and all that stuff. And
yeah.
Like, you know, I just, And yeah, I just, I absolutely knew that, like, when I drank, I was so much funnier than what I ever was when I wasn't drinking.
Sure.
Because I would be the guy who was, like, I was constantly naked. I would, oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I would literally, like, go around the place, like, parties, and I would come back in with, like, a sock on my dick and just be like,
what?
Has anyone seen my other sock? I have no idea where, I swear to God. I'm not even kidding. Like, this would be like that.
I believe it. I just can't believe you did such a bad bit.
It wasn't great. I mean, I was 17. No, I was trying to figure it out.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
For a 17. I mean, it's ballsy.
Oh, it was.
It's very funny.
And then, like, I would do it, like, when I got the gang back together for, like, weddings, I would come up and, like, do the same thing. And they'd be like, what is wrong with you? Like,
You're like a trope. You're like a, your character is in movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And ironically enough, the last thing I ever did at Groundlings, I played this character where I worked at Best Buy, and it was Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And I came in dressed as Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I just had a sock on my dick. And so the last thing I ever did on that stage was...
Be mostly naked?
Be completely naked. And just had that.
They're, like, reviewing your case.
And they're like, this guy definitely has a problem.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Full circle.
So then, okay, so you lost your virginity, you said at 15 or 16?
15. Yeah, and I want to make sure I get that right. Like, it wasn't 16, it was 15.
Okay. The stenographer stand corrected. Yeah,
please go back.
So that was, like, sophomore year in high school? Freshman year?
It was, I know, I just, so, because I was late. I was, August 18th was my birthday, or is my birthday.
Okay. Oh my God, happy belated.
Thank you so much. Yeah. 2 months.
2 months ago, yeah. But.
And yeah, so I was always like, I was just turned, like I was the youngest one in my class.
Okay, so you were a sophomore.
I was going to be a junior.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you had a kind of, wait, the sex was okay.
Yeah, I mean, like
you said you had a wonderful night.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was like in my head thinking, I was like, okay, like, what's every, again, this is probably, again, what not is great that's going on with the youth of America, but, like, I watched a lot of porn, so, like, I was, yeah, like, what position, so, like, I was, like, doing, like,
stuff that you had seen.
Seen, yeah, like, sledgehammer and,
like, that feels like a wrestling, yeah, term.
But, yeah, like, just, like, crazy, you know, and then, like, it was, I think, like, 5 minutes, I mean, it wasn't anything
spectacular.
Yeah, she definitely, I understood why probably she needed somebody else to do that again.
You were the warm-up. You were, yeah, the feature, yeah, that night before the, yeah, headliner. Wait, but, like, were
the,
you...
I was the open mic.
You were the open... Oh, open mic.
That, yeah.
Were you dating this girl? Or was, no, it just, like, you met her at the party?
So I worked at this really cool pool that... I worked in this... We called it the grill, but it was a snack bar.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a swim instructor.
That's cute.
And I was like, man, this girl's so, you know, all this stuff. And then I remember, like, coming in the next day into the grill being like, you know, I lost my virginity last night. And, like, all the guys knew already that she had hooked up with somebody else. And so I came in and just, like, was like, and what happened? Like, and then, you know.
Wait,
just,
where did you have sex location-wise?
It was at a,
like a house party?
Yeah. Somebody's parents were gone for, like, a full, I think it was, like, a full either 2 weeks to 3 weeks.
Whoa.
So we had a party, like, every night. And it was just like, and I was there every night and, like, would just get banged up.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I mean, it was, yeah, I, again, like, I'm like, when I, like, see Euphoria and all that shit, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, it was, like, people, yeah, are like, that's, like, they, I mean.
It's a little ramped up and it's a little curated.
Yeah, the heroin part, like, I'm like, but again, like, that's the shit that's popular now. I mean.
Well, as soon as I left high school, like, within 4 years, people were doing heroin, I think, at my school. So I think I just got out before the heroin started.
Yeah. It's, I mean...
It's wild.
Yeah.
Have you ever done heroin?
No.
Me neither.
I smoked crack.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
On purpose? I guess it's kind of, you have to kind,
yeah,
of do
kind
it
on
purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it? Can you say what the situation was?
It was in Ocean City, Maryland. We just...
Were you young?
I was 21.
Yeah, that's pretty young.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely not, like, you know... good
2 years ago,
yeah. But yeah, I just we put it on tinfoil,
yeah,
and smoke. And I just remember my, like,
was everybody, was everybody there?
It was me and one other guy,
And he knew what he was doing.
Yeah. And I just was like, I did it. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I had never felt my heart race that much. And I remember like lying down in bed being like, this would be it.
Attack.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you didn't have fun at all?
No, did not have fun.
What was the relationship with you and the guy?
Just buddy.
Wow. We were like, do you want to do crack?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just never said, I mean, like, literally, like...
You never said no.
Well, when people were like, you know, there's so many things I just wouldn't do, like, I'm sure if I was offered heroin when I was drunk...
You're like, eh.
I'd do it, yeah. But I just
have
never...
work tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't have work for, you know...
I don't have work.
Yeah.
Ever. Stop.
Yeah. yeah, I just never, like, I never would probably have said no to really anything.
That's an open mind, and that's what we like to see.
Exactly.
okay, wait.
Which helps in, you know, if you ever don't want to do that stuff anymore, having an open mind is all you need.
Yeah. Yeah. okay, so, you lost your virginity junior year. Did you keep...
Sophomore going into junior
year.
I'm
sorry.
God, I just want to make sure that you know how young I was and how inappropriate it was.
You were a baby. You didn't have any pubes. okay, wait. But was that the only girl you slept with in high school?
No, I think it was like two other ones.
Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely like, and I think it was like later on, like it was another girl from the pool, I think another summer, and then like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I never had like a serious girlfriend.
That you had sex with a lot.
Until college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So and that wasn't even serious. It was just more like...
Recurring.
Yeah.
Recurring.
They're back to that.
okay, so then sex in college, did it ever ramp up? Were you like ever a man whore?
No, because I think that's when like... And like, I really just loved getting fucked up.
Okay.
So I would always like... That was always my first goal.
Sure.
Like was like... So like, you know, it was whenever like I was like, oh, like, you know, I'll text a girl after a bar... But most of the time, I would just be, like, so drunk that I would just, like, go home and want to drink more by myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was very, like, obviously getting fucked up was my first priority, but, like, it was very give a mouse a cookie vibes, in which right after getting fucked up, I'd be like, dude.
Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah. No, for me, it was more like...
Just
keep getting fucked up. Yeah.
Were you the type of drinker... Was it... It was primarily alcohol?
Yeah. It was... Yeah.
Did you drink until...
And cocaine.
Okay. I love cocaine. Or I did.
We mourn our losses.
We do. It's still, to me, for whatever reason, a very sexy drug.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the snorting.
I mean, I think it was just, like, I knew how much energy it was going to give me, and, like...
Oh, yeah. So it was all the potential.
Yeah. Like, and I also like, know, like...
Had a fun night right here.
Exactly. And, like, I would just, like, you know, my heroes growing up, in the comedy world was always Chris Farley. Like Chris Farley was probably number one, and then like John Belushi I loved, and then Bill Murray, and like I mean Bill Murray's still here and he's awesome.
Then I was like you only like dead?
Yeah. And
did John Belushi and Chris Farley both die of cocaine?
They both died of an overdose of I think an ape like it was a cocaine and heroin mix.
Wow. Is that what an 8-ball is?
Mm-hmm. And they both died at 33. And I'm 33.
for a while.
For the remainder of the year. Yeah. I know. We'll see what happens, you know? You
gotta keep that heroin away from
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah.
On your 34th birthday, like
now I can kick it off.
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting fucked up. Oh, did you drink until you pass out or threw up or what?
Never really threw up. I could drink a lot.
And you could always take care of yourself. Like you could always get home.
Yeah, I don't think I ever felt like passed out in the bushes or anything. Like
I was never being carried somewhere by people.
I think on my 21st, I was carried, like, but I was a big dude. Like, it was tough to kind of carry me.
Sure.
They actually on my 21st birthday, I had a roast.
And people roasted you? Did they hurt your feelings?
Some. My really good friend, Matt, he had the joke of the night. He said, your acting is as believable as when your father says, I love you.
Damn, that's pretty good.
And that was pretty good for 21.
It's pretty good. Yeah. And it had truth to it?
Yeah, and he's an accountant now. So, like, that's pretty good.
Wow. But often there are those people. I've had Lyft drivers say some of the funniest fucking shit. And I'm like, damn it. and you're not. I'm working hard at this.
I'm trying to find humor all the time.
You're just like shooting them off.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it was always just kind of like, I just always wanted to just be the, like, just wanted to get the most fucked up.
I feel that.
Yeah.
That resonates for some reason. Okay, wait, so in college you had, like, a fuck buddy of a girl, for a girl who was, like, a friends with benefits almost?
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah.
And then, like, okay, so you never had, like, a whorish phase. Like a... Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You don't have... Do not disturb on?
I did it on my phone. I didn't do it on my computer.
Golly. It's like, you know, you...
You do...
And you want to do this for a living and be a talk show host?
I don't know if I ever said that.
Golly.
Farkas. Work. There we go.
This is work?
I mean, it's not work.
I love jobs like this.
What were we talking about? Oh, okay. So, wait. What was your sex life like post-college?
Post-college, it was similar to the, just kind of get fucked up and then...
Maybe hook up.
Yeah.
So, how long was it like that? Till you got sober?
Till I got sober.
Wow. And then, how was it adjusting to a sober sex life?
Well, at that time, I had a girl that, we were kind of hooked, like, similar to the college one, where it was like, we were hookup buddies. So, like, she at least knew me... like drunk sex.
Uh-huh.
And kind of like, you know, it was kind of like, she like said that, she was like, you know, you drunk sex was fucking god awful.
Really?
Yeah.
You were doing a sledgehammer over and over.
Exactly, yeah. but yeah, like, I mean, that kind of was like, oh, okay, like, I, you know, and it's like, I don't know, like, I feel like it's, I think I'm probably now a little bit more shy when it comes to, like, I mean, right now I'm in a relationship with a beautiful girlfriend. That's been coming up on like a year and a half.
Okay.
And like, you know, like, it's just like...
That's a long time. And y'all live together, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, but you guys are monogamous.
Yes.
Do you think is that it for you?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you get jealous?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or because, like, you don't... Like, are you... I'm always wondering with people who are monogamous, like, does your partner, like, fulfill all your... Or are you ignoring things that you want that, like, they don't provide?
No, I feel like it's just kind of like when you find your person, you just kind of, like, enough's there.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like...
That's a great point.
And it's like, you know, like, it's not like they're... You just kind of... It's
like, a compromise of sorts, but...
It's a compromise of sorts, and it's like, the sex isn't even, like, the
primary thing
part anymore. I mean, I feel like it's, like, actually, like, having somebody, you know?
I love that.
Right?
And I also feel like, I don't know, maybe people can speak to this. I wonder, like, if anyone maintains a crazy sexual relationship with their long-term partner.
No, I think the majority of the time when you hook up with somebody that's just like a fuck buddy or whatever, it never, like...
Yeah.
It's just for the sex, in my opinion.
Like, sure, that's sure.
What it, you know, in the past has been.
Huh. Okay.
You
know?
Because I think you're not trying... You're not... Maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but, like, you were just searching for that, and that was enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Scratch the itch.
Yeah.
What is... the last thing. What is a piece of advice you'd give to young Michael before he began his sexual journey?
Don't take things too personally.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
Be a little less... Just let it roll off you. You know? And also, like... Have a... I think so much of our... Again, this is just me on my whatever box, but, like, the shame and guilt people feel around sex and shit shouldn't be a thing. Like, just enjoy your life. Don't do it for anybody else. And realize that you're fucking great.
Aww. I agree with that 100%. And the whole purpose of the pod is to make sex a little bit less shame-based, make it easier to talk about.
Because that's the reason why that we're having all these problems is because...
People are scared and...
People are scared, shame, closeted, all the shit. And it's like, don't be. Like, love who you love.
Uh-huh.
Don't, what other people do is none of my fucking business.
Right.
Which I think is very important.
Huge.
And also, like, who gives a shit? What, like, as long as you're not, as long as, again, as long as you're not hurting anybody,
mm-hmm.
be who you are.
Destroy pussy, not people.
Exactly. You know, that's my, that's what I'm going to go on. That platform.
All right, where can people find you?
Strassola. At Strassola on Instagram.
Strassola.
Yep, which I feel like I should have just, I'm like, well, that was like when Instagram, like,
you're like, should I be quirky?
Yeah, so I did Strassola, and like literally it's like all my friends are like their own names, and like now I can't have Michael Strassner because there's like so many other.
You fucked around I and really, found out.
I fucked around and found out that Strassola is not.
I like Strassola.
It's unique, and it's also like, you know what?
Yeah.
Like, well, my dad hates the name because I used to, in high school, they called me Strasshole because I was like an asshole guy.
I love that.
And
is Strasshole available?
No.
It's not?
Because it's like a theoretically like a, that's why I had to do Strassola.
Oh, wow.
I originally did Strasshole.
I love the origin story. Marvel.
And then I was like, oh, let me make it Hispanic. Strassola.
Great move,
yep.
White guy. All right, thanks for doing this.
You're welcome.